Hi, I'm Art Kaplan at the Division of Medical Ethics at the NYU Langone Medical Center in New York City. A Chicago judge recently faced a very difficult case, probably requiring the wisdom of Solomon, but I think she made the wrong decision. Let's think about this and see whether or not you would agree with my evaluation morally of why she's wrong. So, Krista and Jacob are two people who met, dated for 4 months, had a good relationship. Then Krista sadly found out that she had lymphoma and she had to undergo chemo and radiation, and she knew that would leave her sterile, unable to conceive children. She asked if Jacob would donate sperm, allowing her to make embryos. And Jacob, having this relationship with her, said okay, that he would. I'm not sure Krista thought this relationship was going to last, but we might say Jacob was her last best hope in terms of being able to preserve her fertility. So the embryos were made, and as things went, they broke apart, say, after a year's relationship. Jacob went off and found another new girlfriend. Krista, however, wanted to use the embryos. She survived her cancer, treatment went well, and she wanted to have a child. So she told Jacob that she planned to do so. Jacob talked to his new girlfriend, who told him, no way, I don't want you having kids with your former girlfriend. And Jacob himself, I think, wasn't quite sure whether or not he thought that was a good idea. So off to court they went. This is the case that the judge got in Cook County. She listened to both sides. She heard Krista say, this is my chance to have children, and Jacob knew what he was doing when he donated the sperm. I shouldn't have to get his permission now to use the embryos. And she heard from Jacob, who said, I don't want to do this, and my girlfriend, current girlfriend, certainly doesn't want me to do this, and I don't want to lose future relationships or this one because I had a child with somebody else. Judge listened to all that, and she decided this was Krista's last chance. Jacob knew what he was doing when he donated his sperm, and she would allow the embryos to be used. Now, I think that's the wrong decision. It's not because I don't have sympathy for Krista, and it's not because Jacob shouldn't have been a little more thoughtful when he agreed to donate his sperm, but I think the moral principle at issue is, should you be allowed to reproduce without your permission? Do you have to give your consent when someone says, I'm going to make a child using your sperm or egg? And I don't think we should have a court or anyone else force us against our will to reproduce. There are lots of other situations where this issue comes up, couples who make embryos and then they divorce. And one of the members of the couple says, I'd still like to use those embryos to have a child. And the divorced person says, no, I don't want to have children with you anymore. I certainly don't want to be responsible fiscally or emotionally for a child with you. And in those cases, at least in 6 of them that I'm aware of, courts have said you need permission from both parties. So if you follow the principle that you shouldn't really be forced to reproduce when you don't want to, even after the fact, then I'm not sure this judge made the right call. Looking into the future, there are going to be a lot of other situations, possibly even cloning, where someone could get your DNA from a glass or a tissue and reproduce you. And I think we might want to establish the principle now that without consent, no reproduction is allowed. I'm Art Kaplan at the Division of Medical Ethics at NYU Langone Medical Center, and thanks for watching.